News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
According to the director of Brendan Gleeson's new documentary, Farewell to Hughes, Dublin is lacking in places for people to go for traditional Irish music. And Liam O'Mahony, member of the Hot House Flowers, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Liam. Is he right?
Good morning, Ciara.
It is a capital city, and I think our country is so full of incredible music, and it is our roots music, you know, our traditional music. And yeah, I think if you were to look at the ratio of people and places, then you could say there is a lack. But there are quite a fair few places nonetheless, you know. Like, as well as the Cobblestone and the Piper's Corner, there's Walsh's in Stony Batter, there's the Wren's Nest, I think that's in Strawberry Beds. There is the Royal Oak and Kilmainham. There's the Four Provinces, which is a great place in Kimmage. So, you know, there are there.
So there is a kind of a vibrant scene. Trad, by its nature, you know, I'm a fan. Like, even when we heard that little clip at the start of this, I could feel myself getting kind of excited. But is it by its nature, maybe it shouldn't be, but a little bit niche? So it's never going to be sort of on every street corner in every pub?
Well, you know, I mean, we're looking at the sort of the horror of colonialism coming to a head right now in the world. And we've survived part of that. And it represents, whatever it is, it has never been solely a commodity. It's always been a necessity to those who are passionate about those sessions. People who go and play sessions, they don't play to get paid. They play to feel something.
Yeah.
And something that words fail, you know.
Yeah. And it's a kind of a community, isn't it? There's a community of musicians, and actually music is a very,
it's a
communing thing.
Yeah. And it's actually a global community, because I kind of think traditional music is always for people.
Yeah. No, I take your point on
it's
of that.
It's a nourishment.
Yeah, and it's important, and these things are important. Before I let you go, we've been talking about it on the show this morning. We've been talking about music, in fact, the whole show this morning, Liam. But we
it's
were talking
a privilege
about
to be able to kind of talk about pubs, and while very close to us in another part of the world, people are just struggling for their lives.
Ah, for sure. No, absolutely, and you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong on that at all. But before I let
it's
you go,
it's important to
yeah, and it is, and thank you for that. I was going to ask you, do you have a favourite cult Irish tune?
A cult Irish tune, is that like traditional Irish tune?
No, just we were sort of thinking of those Irish tunes that you know. Today is actually the 30th anniversary of "Where's Me Jumper" by the Sultans of Ping being released, and it got us thinking. You know, not that obviously U2 has big global hits. You've got a few global hits yourself, but you know the kind of the more niche Irish tunes from Irish bands that have stuck with us.
Yeah. Well, My Bloody Valentine comes to mind. They're a band that are like huge, but they did it on their own terms. And just exploring sound almost in a scientific way, but also in an emotional way, I think. So anything by them.
A great choice, Liam. And look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on all of that, and indeed on the trad scene in Dublin. That is Liam O'Mahony, Shane of the Hot House Flowers.
Can I say really quickly, if you want to hear some Irish traditional music, next Thursday night, the National Concert Hall, drawing from the Well series, the life and music of the great Irish fiddler, Tommy Potts. Brilliant lineup: Liam O'Connor, Sean Potts, Ellen Potts, Aoife Ní Brin, so on. Brilliant in the National Concert Hall next Thursday, March 14th. It'll be a great night.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.